السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today I was watching different major scholars in the Ummah talking about different topics, beautiful topics. But I said to myself, how many people in the Ummah is ready to hear this? How many people in the Ummah is willing to hear this? How many people in the Ummah interesting to be serious? And I looked, how many people view what the Shaykh said? Very small number. Very small number. And what the majority doing? The majority of us, either in the state of dunya, still argue with each other, pointing fault to each other, and in the meantime, not gaining our time and not gaining our benefit. Imagine when we change the serious to joke, joke to serious. When we change or we convert the time to absolute lost. When we convert our money to absolute money against us, dunya and akhirah. For us, when we argue over all the topic, Islamically or not Islamically, and we forget the purpose, what we here for, what we doing to ourselves, our family, and the ummah. I tell you, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we lost the purpose. We lost the vision of the purpose. Number one of our deen, our existence, what we are here for, our value, how to value ourselves and other, how to value our time, how to value our money, how to value the mankind. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ya Ali, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهَ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. If Allah use you to guide one person, better for you than the whole earth and what it contains. Do we comprehend that? Do we believe in this hadith? And if we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, what are we doing about it? How much time we spend for that? How many initiative we try to do to achieve that? How many point in our heart and mind, I'm serious for that? Are we serious? Are we really serious? Are we serious about the purpose? I see people, their ego and arrogance above any benefit, even their own. I see people, they're joking, and whatever it is more important than respecting each other. I saw us spending and wasting time and money over everything, and we're not thinking about da'wah at all. At all, we're not serious at all. We can keep claiming, we can keep talking about the disease of the ummah, the problem of the ummah, but what we doing about it? What we doing about it? What we doing to correct this crooked road? What we doing as a responsibility? Or is me doing whatever it take? Can I, if I die tonight, I said, Allah, I did what I can. I did my utmost. I initiate and I spend my time and my money for you, Ya Allah. I'm aching for other. I'm trying to facilitate whatever it take to benefit other. I see people, may Allah forgive me and forgive them, their ego and arrogance above their own benefit and benefit other. To the point, they cannot take advice. The advice, we call it insult. The people who love you and care for you, they insult you. And your shaitan, you buddy-buddy with him. Every advice from shaitan, you listen to it. And every goodness and guidance and advice to benefit you dunya and akhirah from Allah, you reject it. What is the purpose? What the purpose of my life? What the purpose of my existence? What I'm living for? My brother and sister in Islam, we're going to die. We're going to die, and this voice is not forever. This voice is not forever. Very soon, you will not hear this voice anymore. Finished. Where's so-and-so? He's dead. And what about you? You will be dead. And you will be questioned about every message and every moment in your life. Why I delay goodness? Why? Why my ego and arrogance above even my own goodness? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about the people who claim they have knowledge? Knowledge mandate action. Knowledge mandate sacrificing. Knowledge mandate to do the utmost with your knowledge to benefit yourself and others. I bear witness to Allah. I'm really choked between me and Allah. And I do not have except that dua for me and for you and mankind. We're really a criminal. We're really a big criminal. I bear witness to Allah. We are a criminal. Instead of be serious and behave like a man and a woman, we behave like a child, like a bright child. When you tell him something, he get upset and he go to his bed. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time, we wasted. Money, we wasted. Effort, we wasted. I remember when I was young, I heard the sheikh. He said, if we understand every breath, every drop of the blood, every heartbeat, every movement of our body, either ubudiyya to Allah or ubudiyya to shaitan, will be questioned about it. You remember in Quran? مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Allah will judge us according to even the atom of goodness or atom of evils. Do we understand that? Do we have the vigilant? Is our iman is alive? Or our ego and arrogance make us so blind? So blind to the point we deny. We deny the rahmah of Allah to spread. We deny the hidayah to spread. We deny goodness to spread. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. I said it almost 30 years ago and I'm still saying it. We are the ultimate criminal people on earth. Allah give us the ultimate gift to mankind, hidayah. We not want to use it. We do not want to live it. We do not want to spread it. And all the hidayah and goodness, I take what I like. Everything according to my feeling. Feeling. And where are your feeling coming from? From shaitan. Because either your feeling is governed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his guidance and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or guided by shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We destroying a lot more than benefit a lot. Oh Allah, if I cannot benefit myself and mankind, and this life is fitna to me, take my soul, Ya Allah, without causing fitna to nobody, and not be a part of fitna, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the majority of call themselves Muslim, they do not want to be serious, Ya Allah. They do not want to be serious, Ya Allah. They prefer the ego and arrogance above to be serious, Ya Allah. They wasting their time and effort and money instead of being for you, Ya Allah. I bear witness to Allah. I don't like it. Oh Allah, I do not have the quality. Oh Allah, I am a criminal by myself. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me, Allah, because I don't have the quality. They blaming me for me having no quality, Allah. I only wish, but I don't have the quality. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me, Allah. I'm the one responsible about all this problem. Because if I have the quality, you will accept me. you will open for me. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, make dua for me. I am the ultimate criminal. I do not have the quality. I do not have the quality. This is why you have no respect for me, no respect for my word, no respect for my advice. Meaning, Allah reject me. Meaning, I'm not honored by Allah. Meaning, Allah is not using my word. I'm the one. I'm the guilty one. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا وإن لم تغفر لي وترحمني لنأكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك يا رب العالمين. أمين يا رب العالمين. I'm just making dua for myself. Please make dua for me. It is me. I'm the faulty one. I'm the wrong one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.